Robert Louis Stevenson. Preface to The Master of Ballantrae. Narrated by Carl Mason. Although an old, consistent exile, the editor of the following pages revisits now and again the city of which he exults to be a native. And there are few things more strange, more painful, or more salutary than such revisitations. Outside in foreign spots, he comes by surprise and awakens more attention than he had expected in his own city. The relation is reversed, and he stands amazed to be so little recollected. Elsewhere, he is refreshed to see attractive faces, to remark possible friends. There he scouts the long streets with a pang at heart, for the faces and friends that are no more. Elsewhere, he is delighted with the presence of what is new, there tormented by the absence of what is old. Elsewhere, he is content to be his present self. There, he is smitten with an equal regret for what he once was and for what he once hoped to be. He was feeling all this dimly as he drove from the station on his last visit. He was feeling it still as he alighted at the door of his friend, Mr. Johnston Thompson, W.S., with whom he was to stay.